The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Ireland of today is so different to the Ireland of just a generation ago. Before, there used to be the problem of no divorce jurisdiction, so people were living in unhappiness or living apart and unable to start again. But all that has changed, and partings and new beginnings are really the norm. Now, this morning, a problem that is rarely discussed, but one which is very real. I'm joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You want to talk about a very specific group.
Yes, I suppose what has come to my mind about is we talk an awful lot about blended families. We talk about, as you say, the new beginnings, managing the children, you know, respecting their different paths, doing all of that and protecting them from parental conflict, all those kind of things, all of which are super important. And we also talk about trying to get those parents who are splitting up, trying to be careful not to bring conflict into their children's lives, and everybody respecting that difference, you know, that they've ended a relationship and now they're starting something new. But there's a whole other group behind all of that. And I think it is the parents of the adult children. And indeed, you can extend that to all those other family members. We can start with the parents who have had a deep relationship with this person. So leaving even the children out of it.
So you have the son who's got a partner in life and or the daughter who has a partner in life. They become temporarily, but not known to be temporarily, part of the family. And then they're gone.
Of course they do. Exactly. They're kind of part of the family. And in many ways, as, say, a parent of adult children, you make an effort to kind of be nice to them, to be good to them, to include them. And then that can be over. And the point is, I hear it quite a bit. People struggle not only with the ending, because it's kind of a love you're not allowed to have that love. You've no right to it, so to speak. So nobody wants to hear how you feel. And then on top of that, you have a new beginning. Like, I have a friend in my own life. She's in the UK, so it kind of doesn't matter. And she's on to her third relationship with her son. You know, he's into having his third wife. And she's saying, and here I go again. I love these girls and then I have to let them go. And that was what really made me think of this. And I thought, I really can pick up on that. You know, it's a difficult situation.
Now, the question is comparisons as well. So you dump the first partner, whether it's wife or whether it's someone less formalized than that.
Yes.
And you bring on the new one and the parent is looking at, God, he's not a patch on the old fella.
Yes, it's hard not to compare.
It's inevitable that you compare.
Yeah, inevitable. But also I think, you see, I think that whole thing of what do you do with, I mean, grief sounds like too big, but it does. It's a loss. Let's just put it that way, because it's not your relationship. It's your son's relationship or your daughter's relationship. And of course, your primary interest is in supporting them. I understand all of that. But it's what do you do with your own feelings? And I think it's just to kind of acknowledge that. I'm not saying it's more important, less important. I'm just saying acknowledge it. They've been part of maybe the future you thought was going to be there. They're probably part and parcel in some way of the family and some of the kind of, you know, the Sunday lunches, the birthday dinners, and now they're gone. So, and I've seen that. I mean, I come from myself, a very large family. And so it was a lot of in-laws, a lot of outlaws, as they say, and a lot of exes going on. And I see a lot of it with nieces and nephews who have broken up. And you see that this person who you loved very much is no longer invited. Naturally, they're not there and they're kind of completely out of the picture. And it is that loss. And do you keep contact? And is it disloyal if you keep contact?
That's the question. I mean, well, you've no rights to the contact, I presume.
No, of course not.
But once you've formed a friendship, that is a friendship.
Yes.
You know, even though
but
the basis
complex
for it comes through
yes
your offspring,
yes,
it's still a friendship. You know,
it is
you
a
get
friendship,
to know them,
but through others. I think it's a little bit like if you meet a couple at a dinner party, it's not really right for you to invite them directly yourself. Not you know, you go through the host, so to speak. It's that kind of, I think, triangularized relationship. So I certainly don't think you have a right. But I think that when it comes then, you see, there's another equation to this. And it is, so if it's just two adults, fine. Then really you have to suck it up, so to speak, and just move along. But I think if there are children, then it becomes more complex, doesn't it? Because if there is no continuity of
but I mean, if there are children in this particular relationship, then you presumably are the grandparent.
You are the grandparent.
So you have
exactly
rights and an interest.
Well, rights and interest. But also, I think the point about this also is that you're showing your children a template for future relationships. if relationships just get sort of ended, isolated, pushed away, you're really showing them that that's what you do. So there's something about continuity there. You will find that, you know, they talk a lot about how children, you know, how children struggle in relationships after separations. And some of that is that fact of that template, that in fact they don't trust that relationships can last. And it may be that they haven't seen them last, but you can show them that there can be continuity of a different type with a different shape. It doesn't have to be that we are completely in each other's lives, but we in some ways respect and recognise the relationship that has been.
Fundamentally, it's not your relationship, so you've no right to hang on to it. Suppose, I mean, let's be facile about this and say the son's girlfriend is a hairdresser and she used to come and do my hair every month.
Small thing, yes,
indeed. She's not doing that anymore because she's gone. Do I have the right to give her a call and ask her to come and do my hair?
I think, you see, again, it's complex, isn't it? Mm. I think I would be led in that kind of situation. I would definitely run it by the son or daughter, or son, as you were saying in that case, I would run it by them. Does it? It may not matter to them, but if it does, that's important.
Yeah. So the hairdresser girlfriend turns up to do your hair.
In
the
meantime,
the son has the other girl in the house at the time, the new girl.
Tricky. Yeah. I think that's where you're colliding kind of privacies, aren't you? And so I think it is really important that you are very careful around it, that people, you know, that the adult child, if you like, your son or daughter is consulted. I certainly get that. But there are many other fringes to this, and that is the loss of a sister-in-law, as I say, the loss of a brother-in-law, that are gone out of people's lives. People talk a lot about that, that they feel that grief. This person that they really loved, that was part and parcel of the dinners and all of that, and now they're gone. And they're gone and you're not free to contact them.
Mm. I'm just wondering if it's a very long-term relationship that sunders.
Yes.
Those ties are going to be quite deep. I mean, might have been girls who've been to each other's hens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All part of a group. And suddenly
can be a 20-year relationship.
The person who is the male's girlfriend is now cast out, no longer part of the group.
And that it is considered kind of this is the point about, is it disloyal to be in touch with them? And I just think in this Ireland, this new Ireland of ours, if you like, that we need to just think about that a little bit more. That perhaps the lines and this sort of, you know, as we begin new relationships, that you draw those lines just a little more loosely.
Now, if it's a breakup without a follow-up immediately, you know, there's no replacement for the now disposed of partner. Should you ever attempt to mediate and say, you're making a big mistake, son?
Well, I think you're certainly okay, I think, to advise. I certainly think, you know, you try and keep that open. I mean, I would, obviously, I'm a therapist, so if I saw people breaking up, I would definitely, as funny, we were just chatting earlier before this about, you know, the breakups, if you like. And the problem about, the biggest problem for couples is they leave it too late. So, in other words, they've hurt each other too much. They've argued too much. They've stopped sleeping together. They've stopped being kind and nice to each other. And all of this happens before they come to therapy. So, I'm a pusher of therapy, not for the business sense, but because it's really important. There are key little tweaks that you can do on your relationship that could save the day. And it's worth it. Because often what happens is couples go forward into new relationships and they bump into the same problems, which is often themselves, that they don't have the capacity maybe to sort the row. They don't have the capacity to, you know, to kind of work in a very collaborative way, or they still have the issue with their drink, or they still have an issue with this. So if you don't sort out the issue, you're going to bump into it again, no matter who you have.
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.